Hello, and welcome to another week of the Lookout News Roundup. I'm your host, Joseph Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, Arizona's only newsroom dedicated to accountability journalism for and about the queer community. Before we jump in, a quick reminder, you can get this roundup delivered straight to your inbox every week by subscribing to lookoutnews.org and clicking the Become a Member button at the top of the page. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. First up this week, an LGBTQ+ firearms training group in Tucson says its membership is growing after the Trump administration announced it would prioritize identifying and, quote, neutralizing groups it described as, quote, radically pro-transgender and anarchist. According to Fox 10 Phoenix, members of the Tucson chapter of Pink Pistols, a queer self-defense and gun rights organization, say more queer people are seeking firearms training because they fear political violence and government targeting. Organizers say the group focuses on education, safety, and community defense, but the administration's rhetoric has left many trans people feeling increasingly unsafe. Meanwhile, the Arizona Republic published a report on text messages involving former Pinal County Sheriff and current U.S. congressional candidate Mark Lamb. The records show Lamb exchanged messages in 2016 with a member of Border Narcotics International, an armed border group later tied to federal criminal investigations involving drug trafficking. Lamb says the messages were related to his work as sheriff, but the report is drawing renewed scrutiny over his connections to militia-style border groups as immigration politics dominate Arizona's campaigns. And Maricopa County Recorder Justin Heap is escalating his fight with Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays over alleged non-citizen voters on Arizona's voter rolls. According to VoteBeat, the dispute centers around cases identified through the federal Save Citizenship database, a system voting rights experts warn can produce inaccurate matches and potentially flag eligible voters by mistake. Now on to national news. House Republicans this week passed what LGBTQ advocates are calling a national, quote, don't say trans bill. According to the advocate, the legislation would ban federally funded schools from teaching what Republicans describe as, quote, gender ideology, and could force schools to out transgender students to parents in some situations. Critics say the bill puts vulnerable students at risk and treats trans identity itself as inappropriate for public education. The vote also drew backlash after 8 Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the measure. Meanwhile, Ball State University agreed to pay a former administrator $225,000 after firing her over a Facebook post criticizing conservative activist Charlie Kirk following his assassination last year. The former employee argued the university violated her First Amendment rights, while the school claimed the controversy disrupted campus operations. The settlement is now fueling broader debates over public speech and retaliation online. Another major story this week focused on Army Major Erica Vandal, a transgender service member challenging Trump-era restrictions on trans military service. In an interview with LGBTQ Nation, Vandal described the emotional toll of serving openly while facing renewed political attacks targeting trans troops. She's now working with Sparta Pride, an organization helping transgender service members navigate military separation and legal challenges connected to the ban. And in Ohio, LGBTQ+ activists are continuing to organize against a proposed drag ban critics say could broadly target transgender and gender nonconforming people in public spaces. Opponents argue the bill's vague language could criminalize everything from pride events to drag performances and everyday public expression by trans people. And finally, a new survey highlighted by Capital B found that young Black men are not politically disengaged, they're politically frustrated. Researchers found most Black male voters still believe voting matters, but many feel ignored by both political parties outside election season. Organizers behind the survey say issues like housing costs, inflation, and voting rights remain major concerns that neither party is consistently addressing. That's it for this week's Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Jafari. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, independent queer journalism only exists if communities support it. You can subscribe, donate, and read more at lookoutnews.org. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.